This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. Today I am speaking with David Ball about Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Now this is something of a new nonprofit organization. This is my first time really getting to hear about it. So David, could you tell us a little bit more about Sleep in Heavenly Peace?
Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 2012 in Kimberley, Idaho, when really nationally people began to realize that so many children in our nation do not have beds to sleep on. They either have to sleep with someone else, sleep in the floor, on a pile of clothes, or whatever.
This organization is new to the West Plains area.
Yes.
Are you the one that helped set it up?
I am a lot involved in getting it set up. One of the men I work with at Westview had seen the article that was published in the Hal Oregon Electric monthly newsletter, the January edition, and they had printed up a feature article about the Sleep in Heavenly Peace chapter in Marshfield, Missouri. And so we as a team began to pursue that, and I contacted the chapter president and got more information. And through that, five of us from Westview went to a public build day they had back in February. Then I did apply so that we could develop a chapter in West Plains. Once that application was approved, then two of us had to attend a training in Lehigh, Utah. And that was the middle of June. And those two very intense classroom days, we got a whole lot of overloaded education and information, but really wonderful information in learning how it operates. And then what was really good, the last half of the second day, then we got to go through the building flow for all the different stations that you have to do to build the beds. And thankfully, that part we had already at least been exposed to and been a part of. And then after that, two of our groups got to go deliver beds to someone. Are specifically to a four-year-old girl.
Well, that sounds like an amazing thing to do. And I'm certain that the need here in the Ozarks is definitely great. So what are the ages for children that can receive these beds?
We provide beds for children ages 3 through 17.
And what are the sizes of these beds? Are these toddler beds or...
These are just regular twin size beds, either singles or bunk beds, depending on what the need is in the home.
Is there anything that people can do to help out with this organization?
There's a whole lot of things people can do to help us. We are a nonprofit. We depend on the community. We depend on community support, organizations, churches, groups, whatever, clubs. We depend a lot on volunteers. In fact, that's one of our big emphases, is to have volunteers to help us. In fact, this weekend when we'll be doing a public build day, we really want community volunteers to come and help us put those beds together so they're involved. Excuse me. And then another big way, of course, is donations. And that can be financial donations, and because people have already contributed financially to help us buy supplies, help us with whatever needs we happen to have. That can go to help, you know, buy lumber. We have the tools at this point, but whatever needs we have. And it's really huge because, besides financial contributions, which is a big deal. Another way people provide is what we call in-kind donations, such as, blankets, sheets, pillowcases. We've already received some of those homemade quilts from a group here in West Plains, the Calico Cabin Sew, SEW Society. And then also a lady from that group made 40 homemade pillowcases that are just beautifully designed, you know, that would be appropriate for girls, some appropriate for boys. So we have those kind of things that are donated as well. And so we depend a lot on that. And then there are also businesses, organizations that are really supporting us. And one of those places has been Walmart in donating some particular needs that we had for our stain We stained the beds. And Meek's Lumber, they provided all the lumber we needed for our first team build to get started. And then RP Lumber is also working with us. And then the whole organization, and I don't know enough about that to explain it all, but Sleep in Heavenly Peace has some kind of connection with Lowe's. And so if there are grants that are particularly designated for Lowe's, then if we have grant money there, then of course we have to purchase those items from Lowe's. But our local lumber yards are very willing to work with us and really, you know, either donate or give us really good prices on stuff. And so we really are grateful for that. And we hope there will be others that will jump on board with us as well.
So for your upcoming first live public build event, how can people jump on board with this? How can they help?
If you want to help build it, that's what we're needing, was help building with it. If you want to help with that, you can call me at 417-274-1469. Or you can email me at david.ball, B-A-L-L, at shpbeds.org. And you can get in touch with me that way, and I can give you more information. But it will be at 8:30 Saturday morning, and I will give you the location and so forth once you contact me. So we're wanting people to help put those beds together. And once we get those beds together and then have names of children who need them, then we will be making contact with those families to sign them up and get beds delivered. And what we do is on the build day, we just put all the parts together, headboards, rails, and all of that. And then when we deliver, then we actually assemble the beds in their home.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So you do pretty much everything except for like put the kids to sleep.
Right. So once we put the actual bed together, then we put the mattress, put the sheets on, pillow and pillowcase and all of that. And if parents give us permission, then we like to have a picture of that child who got that new bed.
Well, that's great. So David, is there anything else you would like to add?
One thing that we are, our mission and our motto is, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. That is our goal. And through school people that I've talked to, they are so well aware of the need. And so they are really thrilled that we're being able to kick this off and start providing for those families and children in need. And I will tell you that we are a part of we belong to actually the platinum level GuideStar participant. And this is the highest level of recognition offered by GuideStar, which is a leading source of nonprofit information for donors and funders. And so that's kind of important to know that.
All right. Well, again, thank you for coming in and speaking with us, David Ball. This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7.